Generally speaking, ground breakings and ribbon cuttings can be pretty rote affairs, but instead of giant scissors, the New England Central Railroad chose a train to cut the ribbon on this new project. This celebration, held in Willimantic, was 2 years in the making and is the result of the state winning an $8 million federal grant to revitalize this stretch of freight rail.
The New England Central Railroad runs from the Canadian border through Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, to the port of New London.
That's Dave Brown of the railroad's owner, Genesee & Wyoming. Darien-based G&W bought this railroad in 2012, knowing that despite its strategic position, there was a huge problem. The aging tracks couldn't take modern rail cars carrying the industry standard 286,000 tons of freight.
In fact, if you're not 286, you're really not competitive.
The fact that companies moving freight must use underweighted rail cars means, in effect, this stretch of track can't fully connect to the wider network. That, in turn, has meant more freight on the roads, according to Transportation Commissioner Jim Redeker.
Connecticut has the distinction of, on the highway side, the three of the top 10 worst congested locations in the nation for truck freight. This project is the solution to that problem.
The project will lay 15 miles of new welded rails, replace more than 15,000 cross ties and 11 switches, rehab 10 highway-grade crossings, and reinforce bridges along the way. Senator Chris Murphy says bringing this rail line up to modern standards should attract industries to locate in this part of the state.
All of these companies that want to be here in Connecticut, but maybe have second thoughts because they're not sure about how quickly they can get goods to market, they now have an answer.
Connecticut senior senator Richard Blumenthal says freight may not even be the last word for the New England Central Railroad.
I've ridden this line. It is an exquisitely beautiful line. And I can see a day when it will be not only a cultural corridor, because it connects universities and schools, but also a tourist attraction.
Meanwhile, the port city of New London, where this track ends, is hoping the investment will help it attract a lot more shipping traffic, bringing goods into and out of New England. Mayor Michael Passero.
This is one of the greatest things to happen for New London in decades. Investment in this rail line that goes directly to the state pier is going to allow New London to tap into one of its greatest unused assets.
The Wyndham Chamber of Commerce represents businesses in 16 towns adjacent to this line. CEO Diane Nadeau was one of the driving forces bringing together state, federal, and corporate interests to fight for the grant.
We don't have any highway access, so it's very difficult for us to bring in any kind of a company that does any kind of shipping. It should boost the economy all along the rail by 10.
Construction on the upgrades is slated to begin in the spring, but Genesee & Wyoming doesn't yet have a schedule for when the work will be complete. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.